Say Yes to Freedom by Pastor Jeremy Kaufman. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Scripture reading, Galatians 5:1 and John 8:32. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be free? To live life unrestricted and with no boundaries? I'm sure at some point we've all pondered, oh, to be free from, and you fill in the blank. Most of the time we look at freedom through the lens of a physical, tangible situation. But what happens when God makes us aware of our spiritual condition and our need for true freedom? In Galatians 5:1, Paul wrote, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free." And Jesus reminds us that as he came to earth to give us life, he gave us life in the overflow. He came so that we can have freedom and live life beyond the mundane, a life full of joy, peace, and purpose. In this year of the yes, God has given us an open door and is calling us to pursue him at another level. So we must make up our minds to practice his presence at all cost. That means allowing the Father to shine his light in our lives, the very deep places that we would try to hide from him, and allow him to bring freedom to those areas. Our natural tendency is to protect those areas because of the possible pain associated with them. But when we remember that we are made righteous by Jesus' work at the cross, we are free to live in the grace and mercy of his finished work. Declare this with me. Father, as I seek you at a greater level, shine your light into my life. Show me the areas that need to be addressed and fill me with fresh with your Holy Spirit so that I can live freely in your finished work and help others find freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.